Hi, you're listening to Cradio. Ash Wednesday is almost here, and that means it's time to start thinking about what practices we're going to take up this year to prepare for the Easter season. In Sydney, the Catholic Adult Education Centre has put together a Lenten program designed to be run in groups and parishes. This year's program is entitled The Church as Home of Humanity and is available to purchase from mustardseed.org.au. It includes a book and CD featuring readings, reflections, testimonies, and music. Here's a reflection on the parable of the prodigal son taken from this year's program.
If ever there was a parable that illustrated God's passion for welcoming people back into his family, it is the well-known and much-loved parable of the prodigal son. Much to his shame, the younger of the two sons requests of his father his share in the inheritance. In effect, by demanding his inheritance, the son was saying that his father was already dead to him. And yet, this was not the end of the son's immorality. Having received his share, we read that the son left his father's household and squandered his money on a life of debauchery. In squandering his inheritance, the inheritance that would have been his at the appropriate time, the son sells himself into slavery. The horrific nature of the son's fall from grace is seen in his feeding swine, unclean animals for the Jews, and in his undertaking this work for a Gentile. This part of the parable is told by Jesus to illustrate our situation when we turn our backs on God. For we too, as the Apostle Paul tells us, have been called to God's glorious inheritance. And yet, as he tells us, no immoral or impure man, or one who is covetous, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. The son's choice to spend his inheritance leaves him hungry when a severe famine comes upon the country. He obtains nothing from his new master by way of food. This physical hunger experienced by the son points to the spiritual hunger that we all experience when we turn away from God and towards ourselves. All human beings are made for God. As Pope Benedict has said, not only my soul, but every fibre of my flesh is made to encounter its peace and its fulfilment in God. And yet, so often we forget this. Rather than focusing on Jesus and our heavenly home, we focus on ourselves and the things of the world. We are tempted to squander our inheritance by living contrary to God's holy law. As this law is given to us for our happiness, disobedience can only bring sadness, alienation, and misery in the long run, even though temporary pleasures may come our way. In fact, these temporary pleasures are a substitute, and a poor one at that, for the fulfillment that can only come through a relationship with God. Like the son's master of the parable, the world takes so much and gives so little. The good news for us is that ever since the beginning of God's dealings with humanity, he has never stopped calling us back home. In the book of Joshua, the first of today's readings, God leads the Israelites into the promised land, Canaan, after forming a covenant with them at Mount Sinai. As we all know, Israel is ultimately unsuccessful in keeping the covenant and reuniting all humanity in a relationship with God. For this reason, as we read in the second of today's readings, God reconciled to us himself through Christ, not holding men's faults against them. God's eagerness to welcome us home is illustrated in the second part of the parable told by Jesus. The son realizes how foolish he has been, the madness of the way he has lived his life. For us, this is truly an act of God's grace when we realize that we have been living in a way that's ultimately detrimental to ourselves, a way that is far from God's plan for us. Realizing his foolishness, he resolves to confess his failings to his father. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your paid servants. The response of the Father is far beyond what the Son expects. Having caught just the slightest glimpse of the Son's return, we read that the Father had compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Rather than treating him as a slave, as the Son had expected, his Father adorns him with symbols of honor and family membership. In the words of the Father, "This son of mine was dead and has now come back to life." During Lent, we ask ourselves whether we are willing to acknowledge that at times we have been far from God. Perhaps we are at this very moment. What a tremendous message Jesus gives us in today's parable. God is eagerly awaiting for us to be reconciled with him and welcome us home. We need only confess our sins and resolve to try not to offend him again. Let us therefore resolve to turn to him in prayer and penance, offering up the crosses of daily life and confessing our sins to him through the sacrament of reconciliation, where he truly desires to pour out his love, mercy, and forgiveness upon us in abundance.
The Lenten season is a time of prayer, fasting, and abstinence in an attempt with God's grace to purify ourselves and, as the Apostle Paul says, yield our members to God as instruments of righteousness. During this time, as the Catechism states, we unite ourselves with Jesus Christ during his 40 days spent in the wilderness prior to the beginning of his earthly mission, culminating in his death and resurrection for the redemption of humanity. Taking as its theme the Church's Home of Humanity, the Catholic Adult Education Centre of the Archdiocese of Sydney invites you to join us on this journey as we consider the profound mercy of God in Jesus Christ in inviting all of humanity back home to his Church. We hope that you will join us and look forward to seeing you at the Centre in this year, the Year of Faith. Thank you.
Radio.org.au